Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Dis tyd vir jou misdaadverslag en ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Pietra, I'm doing very well in yourself, thank you.
I'm fine, thank you. Great. We're talking about street robberies today.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've had many, many conversations about this
about
specific
the same
topic. But, you know, sometimes repetition is good.
Yes, yeah.
We become complacent and we become blasé about our lifestyle, and we tend to kind of forget that, unfortunately, these things do happen, especially when crimes like this are not happening within your own friend circle.
Yes, true. Just the other day, I went back to where my phone was stolen. And the manager told me, oh, it just happened 3 times more after you've been here. So I never went back.
Only three times more. Yeah. So essentially what I'd like to discuss today is a little bit of awareness.
Yeah.
And sort of what to look out for when you are on the street or when you could potentially become a victim.
Yes.
So most of the cases that we've been seeing lately is, once again, there's still the trend of the suspects using a vehicle and also the suspects on foot.
Yeah.
So with these suspects that are using a vehicle, it's a different type of vehicle usually, and it's very neat. It doesn't look like we talk about a skoro, an old, clapped-out old vehicle.
Yeah.
Sometimes their vehicles that they are using are actually very high-end vehicles. So what they would do is they would drive around and obviously look for a target. Ideally, what they're looking for is somebody who is vulnerable, somebody who's not aware of their surroundings, somebody who is distracted, somebody that is an easy target. Unfortunately, sometimes these suspects are armed. They are armed either with a weapon, being a knife or sometimes a firearm. So it's very difficult when you are being attacked as to whether you fight or you give in.
Yes.
Because also with the especially with the firearms nowadays, the imitation firearms are so real that you cannot tell the difference. As well as there's a new trend with them using what is called a blank firearm, which works exactly the same as a normal firearm. When they pull the trigger, there's a round that expels gases, it sounds works, cycles exactly like a real firearm. So a lay person, even for that matter, somebody who knows firearms in a situation like that, could potentially not realize that it is a real firearm or that it is a fake firearm.
Yes.
So, you know, it's very difficult to assess the situation. Try and remain as calm as possible. Get as much information, especially about the vehicle. Any dents, any stickers, mags on the vehicle, colors, any cracks or damages, you know, things like that, that will help us to be able to identify the vehicle at a later stage.
Yeah.
Often they will use false number plates. So the actual registration itself, albeit important, is not as important as if there's maybe like a specific sticker, the positioning of the license disc and things like that, missing aerials, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the other scenario where the guys are on foot is usually also, once again, in isolated areas, and they are also looking for vulnerable victims.
Yes.
They don't want to have somebody who's going to fight back and things like that. They want a quick in and out, take what you've got and go. Once again, same scenario applies to these guys, armed with usually a knife, either a some sort of bludgeoning weapon or even a firearm in some instances. And what they are targeting is your cell phones, laptops. And if you're carrying a backpack, they normally take your backpack, which contains 90% of what you've got with you, your wallet and things like that as well.
And jewelry?
They do take jewelry. I've just not really I haven't personally picked it up as being an item that is targeted a lot. So I think nowadays a lot of people have sort of resorted to not wearing their expensive jewelry, especially when they know they are going to a specific area and things like that.
And then just report it immediately.
Yes. It's difficult when they've taken your phone.
I didn't report it, really.
But it is important that you do report these things.
Yeah.
You know, and especially when I know for a matter of fact that a lot of domestics and people that are going to and fro from work that don't have expensive phones, they've got cheaper phones, and for them in their mind, reporting it is not worth the effort. But the problem comes in is that we are then not able to pick up the tendency and identify the hotspot area where it is happening.
Thank you, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Pietra.
And thanks what you do for the community.
Anytime.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.